On Monday, we honor King Kamehameha the Great, founder of the Kingdom of Hawaii. Today, we sit down with Kainoa Danes to talk about the king's legacy and importance to the islands. Danes is the chair of the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission. He represents the Royal Order of Kamehameha and serves as chair of the King Kamehameha Celebration Floral Parade.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you've been busy because we have the draping this afternoon.
I spent most of my morning at the Kamehameha statue. Got a small flower shortage.
Oh, so tell us, if people have flowers,
yeah,
can they bring?
Yeah, you know, so every year we decorate the statue in lei. We bring lei for the statue. And the ladies of Ahuhui Kahumanu, the women that wear black with the yellow lehulu, they're done. So we have normally about 90, 30-foot lei, and they're hip 30 and... We need a few more. So if anybody has lei and would like to bring it down to the statue, they can do that till about 1 o'clock, 1:30. Doesn't matter what color of plumeria. We'll take any shade at this point. So,
okay, but 3 p.m. is
the
draping?
It starts at 3, yeah. So they're fast. So they've been doing this for, not the same people, but for about 100 years.
Okay, all right. And really, this celebration, this is something special for you because it's a family thing.
Yeah, my great-grandfather actually ran, he was the commissioner for the Royal Order on Maui, back in the 1950s and 60s, and he ran the parade in Wailuku. So our family have been doing this. Well, there's a gap between my great-grandfather and I, but our family have been doing this for a while.
Right. And I've had the opportunity to be down there to help with the making of the lei for the pa'u riders, yeah. And that's a wonderful thing. If folks can volunteer to help with that, that is just a really, really incredible experience.
Well, that's what gets this parade moving down the road is the volunteers, and it's a small army of us who are all volunteers who do this every year out of the love of our hearts for the king and for the culture and what he represented.
And I remember in my time with the television news, I used to love going down there the evening before the parade at the Aloha Tower harbor facility down there to watch all the hands busy putting the flowers on and finishing touches on the floats.
Yeah, and we're still doing that. We're back at Aloha Tower now and still doing that, and people can come by. And as a youth, I marched in the parade with a tuba on my shoulder for 4 years through the Kamehameha School's Warrior Marching Band. And just thought, this thing is this magical parade. Never thought one day I'd be in charge of it. And I think a lot of people assume it just kind of happens, but it really is a small army of us to get together and keep this legacy alive. This is the 102nd annual parade this year.
Right, and then there are all these festivities, but tell us, what is so important about King Kamehameha? Why do we need to honor his legacy?
Well, King Kamehameha V, his grandson, was actually, when he was on the throne, he was a very humble king, and the people of Hawaii wanted to declare a holiday in honor of him. But being the humble king that he was, he said, no, I don't want a day to honor me. How about my grandfather? I think that'd be much better. He's the founder of the nation. He brought us all together. It was the first time in recorded history peace ruled these islands. Prior to Kamehameha's unification, every island had a king, and they were always fighting. So it was the very first time everyone finally came together. And so Kamehameha V's birthday was on December 11th, and so he pushed the day as far away from him as possible, so he arbitrarily chose June 11th. So it's not Kamehameha the Great's birthday. We actually don't know when his birthday is. There was no Western calendar yet when he was born. But this is the man who brought us all together for the first time in history. Peace prevailed when he finished the unification in 1810, you know, and then things changed after. But for 9 years before he passed, things were peaceful and quiet.
Right. And these days, you know, there are lots of differing viewpoints on sovereignty and political self-determination. But this is one celebration that we can all come together mm-hmm. and pay respects to the culture and the king.
Yeah. So this one day we step away from sovereignty issues and activist issues and say, let's come together as he brought us together and celebrate his memory, his legacy, and the culture that we still have alive today because of people like him.
And so tell us a bit more about the festivities going on.
Yeah, so today, let's see, what is today, the 8th? So today's the lei draping here in Honolulu. Tomorrow is the parade here in Honolulu, the parade on Kauai, and a parade in Kona. Kohala is the only area that does it on the actual day, so because they can shut down Kohala, it's fine.
Yeah.
So they'll have their lei draping, their parade, and their ho'olaulea tomorrow, on Monday. And then Maui actually waits a weekend, so we'll have 2 days in Lahaina, the 16th, 17th weekend. And for the first time in I don't know how long, I've been involved for 10 years, and we have one in Molokai on the 23rd. So we have a month long of celebration festivities at the end of our parade here in Honolulu at Kapi'olani Park. We'll have our ho'olaulea from 11 to 4, crafters, food booths. And that's really, it's great. Everyone comes together and celebrates not the Hawaiian culture only, but the culture of Hawaii. It's a good unification.
And so this event today at 3 p.m., mm-hmm. What can people expect if they've never gone down there?
Yeah, it's a lot of pomp and fanfare. So we have the Royal Hawaiian Band who will start tuning up by 2:30. The Royal Societies begin arriving. All the pa'u riders who ride in the parade, they come and they bring their lei or ho'okupu. The governor will be there, the mayor and his cabinet, Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, et cetera, et cetera. And bringing this beautiful lei that a lot of people have got together over the last week and have been making these beautiful 30-foot lei to honor our king and his legacy. So it's just a lot of fanfare and ceremony.
Okay, and then the parade tomorrow?
9 o'clock, starts at Iolani Palace, snakes its way down King Street, turns right on Punch Bowl, left to Ala Moana Boulevard, right again on Kalakaua Avenue, ending at Kapi'olani Park. It's the longest parade in the United States lengthwise, and it's 10 years older than the Macy's Day Parade.
Whoa, did not know that.
Boom. No.
And so what will you be involved in then after today?
sleeping, perhaps? No, so yeah, I have, so we'll do the parade today, and then I'll be flying over to Maui to help MC one of their review stands, and then attending the Molokai event. So we have committees all over the state. We have, it's a state commission. The King Kamehameha Celebration Commission started in the territory in 1939. The seats have fluctuated, but now we have about 13 seats representing the islands and Hawaiian organizations. And so collectively, we put all this on together.
And a lot of it is driven by volunteers, but you do also need some funding on a regular mm-hmm. basis to put this all together.
Yeah, so state funding was cut back in the late 90s, and I actually pushed some legislation through this year that we got our funding back for 1 year for our staff position that we have unstaffed right now because there's no money to pay them. And we're working on hopefully some program funding. So we are generously supported by the Hawaii Tourism Authority, and they are state. It's a different program, though. It's not general funding. So we're hoping that we can get back to a place of general funding because it's the only state parade.
Okay. And then, again, all volunteers. I think you're okay, all volunteers,
I think
this
we're good.
Year?
Flowers. We've seen flowers. Volunteer flowers.
Okay. So if you have plumeria in your backyard, please bring them down. Bring the lei down to
the Kamehameha statue. Yep.
By 1:30 or so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll take them to 1:45.
All right. Mahalo. Thank you so much for joining us today. That was Kainua Danes talking about the King Kamehameha, the great, the man we honor with a state holiday. Kainua Danes is the chair of the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission and the annual King Kamehameha Celebration Floral Parade. For links to the list of events this weekend, check our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.